Sportsman's Warehouse sales associate Ben Doherty tells us everything we need to go on a successful turkey hunt. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Oh, man, that's a lot.
I know it is.
Turkeys have a better eyesight than a bald eagle. I mean, they almost have a full 360-degree view, so you want to go camo head to toe. So you're looking at from the top of your head all the way down to almost your boots, you want to be in full camo. And that's including your face net. So when you get out there, I mean, a lot of people in the spring, they hunt with decoys. The reason is because you're trying to pull a tom into a mating hen. Generally, a 12 or a 20-gauge, 12-gauge is more ideal than a 20-gauge, but one of the main things is you need to have a full choke tube. If you have like a modified or an improved choke, you just don't get the pattern that you need. They're really hardy, tough birds, so you need a full choke so you can put a more dense pattern in their head and neck area. Another thing is ground blinds are going to help you with good eyesight. So a ground blind for kids can always help or help you when you're moving around. You're not going to be seen. Jake blind, like a stakeout blind, or even a larger double wool blind. Your 12-gauge loads, generally people want to shoot anywhere from a 4, a 5, or a 6 shot, and anywhere from a 2 3/4 all the way up to a 3.5. 3 inches, I think the best that I've ever used. It just seems that it does what it needs to do, and it doesn't break the bank. 3.5 shells can get pretty expensive, but I've killed plenty of birds with 2 3/4 and 3-inch shot.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman's Spotlight.